Joined on the pregame by Exira EHK boys basketball coach Doug Newton as they match up with Cam for a second time this season. What a matchup the first time. Two overtimes. You did get the victory at their place, 73-71. What are some of the points of emphasis as you prepare to face the Cougars again?
Well, I think our weak side defense needs to be just a little better because when you let Seth Hensley shoot layups over and over, he's pretty good at hitting those. So, we're trying to make some adjustments there and maybe handle that on the ball screen a little bit better and see if we can shore up things on that end.
You guys had a lot of returning talent coming into this season, but you know, sometimes it takes a little while to mesh together and get everything on the same page. In what ways have you seen your team make a lot of progress as the year has gone along?
Well, we've been able to play a lot of different lineups as far as that goes. We had some kids early that were hurt, and then we had sickness went through, and then certain games you get into foul trouble and all that. So we're still putting together different combinations and maybe trying to figure out which one's best. But we sure have a lot of guys that can come in there and give us some pretty quality minutes, so that's a nice problem to have.
Not going to say you've been on cruise control by any means, but if you were, I guess now would be the time to get out of it. You got Cam, West Harrison, Coon Rapids, Bayard, boom, 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 Friday, Monday, Tuesday. How big of a stretch is this for your group?
It's pretty big. Not only do you have quality opponents, but, you know, if you somehow survive the weekend, going over to Coon Rapids Bayard and playing, that's just a tough place to play. That floor is worth at least 10 points, and Corey always has a good game plan ready, and these kids do a really good job of executing it. So, you know, if you could come out of this one with more wins than losses, that's going to be a plus for the season, confidence-wise.
You guys have had a lot of different players contribute. One that's kind of been jumping off the stat page from time to time recently has been Cash Emgarten. He's had some really high-scoring games after Christmas. What have been some of the things in his game that have allowed him to excel?
Well, if he gets off to a good start, that's really, really a plus. He gets the confidence rolling, and once he hits a couple, the basket must look like it's 10 foot wide because he just once he hits one, he just seems like they just go in one after another. So, his athleticism, some places we put him on different spots in defense, and he can just, you know, get some steals and have run out layups, and he can get a little higher than that and dunk it now and then. So those are pretty high percentage. So, like I said, if you can get him going early, he really gets fired up.
You've got a few weeks here left before the postseason rolls around. What are you focusing on to be at your best in the playoff in the district tournament?
Well, just, you know, you got to shoot the ball. Obviously, that solves a lot of problems when the ball goes through the hole. But try to get a lot of shots up and things like that. And then just defensively, you know, we're just trying to tweak a few things. And we're still trying a few things to see if we like things or not. And some days we look good running things, and some days we don't. And sometimes you try something, and you're like, well, that didn't work, so you scrap that idea. But luckily, we've got some guys with some, you know, pretty good basketball IQ and some pretty good talent to where we can try some things and put things in on a short-term basis, whereas, you know, sometimes some teams you have, it takes, you know, a month to get good at something, whereas these guys can kind of make it look pretty good in a couple of days. So we can adjust accordingly, it seems like, to who we play. So that's a good thing to be able to do. Sometimes you get teams that can only play one way, and, you know, the game has to go a certain way for you to be successful, and we feel like we can adapt to a lot of different situations. So that's a plus moving forward.
You mentioned Seth Hensley. He's a key contributor for Cam. They've got some other guys, too, that won't be easy to defend. Who are some of the other key personnel there for the Cougars you got to be aware of?
Well, they're going to look a little different. Obviously, you've got the Hensley kid and Foreman, who are a handful. And then the Jotty kid, who's a real deceptive player. He can really fill it up. And he makes plays that, you know, you think that he's out of position, and all of a sudden he's got the ball going the other way. You know, so. And then a couple of other guys, you know, they'll be a little different. They had a couple of kids out when we played them the first time, the Bowers. I don't know if they're related or not, but the Bower boys are in there and they play, and neither one of them are on the floor against us the first time. So we'll have to make some adjustments there based on what their game is and kind of adjust as the game goes on.
Coach, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Doug Newton, Exira EHK boys basketball coach. We'll be right back with the starting lineups on KSOM and Western Iowa Today.com.